Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Anybody who was around in the last 20 years, anyone who was around for all those years of Bill Belichick and the way that he ran that building and, you know, all the success that came with it, obviously. I'm not trying to say that it didn't work or anything, but just it was a different way of doing things. It was a different vibe. It was very, very different. It was different from a lot of other teams. There weren't a lot of other teams, really, that operated like that. People would come to the Patriots. I remember hearing this all the time. Free agents, guys would get traded to the Patriots, sign as free agents, whatever it is. And they'd say, I've never been on a team like this. I've never worked in a place like this before. That was a very common thing. You heard that all the time from players who played on in other places and then ended up there. Guys sharing stories about, you know, what things are like. And it wasn't all positive all the time. Certainly not. You want evidence of that? Just go look at these NFLPA report cards the last couple of years. It's certainly not always, sunshine and roses. But it was definitely...
Have fun with that.
Thank you. Yes, it was definitely noticeable. And Traeger noticed it. What I noticed there in what he had to say, which I think is pretty interesting. But the very end, close to the end, when he started talking about, you know, it's only been 5 or 6 years since the last Super Bowl, since, you know, Brady left, that era ended, that door closed. And they're already back on top of the perch. They've already ascended back to the top of not just the AFC, but like the entire league right now.
Took 6 years since Brady's last game in New England, and they're already the number one seed again.
That got me thinking a little bit. Got me thinking about other dynasties. And I'm not going to go back super far because even like the Steelers dynasty, for example, was before my time. I know the timeline of it, and I remember the key players and the key details just through, you know, football history or whatever. But I'm not going to go too much further back than that. In my, you know, including that, I'd say in my lifetime, there's the Chiefs dynasty, which is going on right now. So that one's sort of voided because you don't really know how much longer it's going to go on for. And then, you know, once it ends, how long it takes the Chiefs to be good again. That's all stuff that we'll know sometime in the future. But we've had the Patriots dynasty, Cowboys, Niners, and Steelers. I don't really consider Washington and Joe Gibbs to be a dynasty because they were spread out so much. The Niners, you can say, that one at the end with Steve Young, maybe not exactly part of that same dynasty. It was just another championship that they won. But either way, let's take a look at these teams because all three of them, the Dallas Cowboys right now is still searching for answers since the 90s. So, I mean, in some cases, it takes an extremely long time, a lot longer than 6 years. But the timeline for the Steelers, for example, 69, Noel gets hired. Mean Joe Green, I know, very nice. Mean Joe Green gets drafted. And then that next year, they have this crazy draft. They draft Terry Bradshaw and Mel Blount in the first round. First and third round, excuse me. Bradshaw first overall, Blount in the third round. 1971, they draft Jack Ham, future Hall of Famer. 72, Franco Harris. And that was the season that they had the Immaculate Reception Game. 1974, best draft class maybe in the history of football. Mike Webster, Lynn Swann, John Stallworth, Jack Lambert, all drafted that year, all Hall of Famers. Next year, they win their first Super Bowl, 74. 75, they win another one. 76, the Steel Curtain has that crazy season, but they don't win. 78, they win their third title. 79, they win their fourth in 6 years. And no one's done. The Patriots have never done that. They never won 4 in 6 years. They've had 3 in 5 years, 3 in 4 years, but never 4 in 6. And that's one thing that you can say. The 2 years after that, they missed the playoffs. Some of that was due to, like, rule changes. The steel curtain with the defense, like, offensive lines were allowed to block differently, and, like, there was different sort of things that went into that. Bradshaw got injured. They did make it back to the AFC Championship game in 84, but they lost. Didn't make it that far again until 94. That was Cowher's third year, and that was Neil O'Donnell, Rod Woodson. They made it to a Super Bowl in 95, got thumped. Didn't win a Super Bowl again until 2005. So until they were, like, on top of the mountain again, was a 25-year gap between 1980 and 2005. They had other appearances, but I think those Neil O'Donnell years, no one really ever thought they were the best team. You know, they made it the furthest, but it was never like, and you remember in those years, the Giants and the 49ers just won every single year, it seemed like. So whatever team was the sacrificial lamb from the AFC ended up just getting blown out. Anyway, 25 years between the end of the Steel Curtain and the next time the Steelers were winning Super Bowls. Then there's the Niners. Niners, 1979, draft Montana, hire Bill Walsh. In 1981, they draft Ronnie Lott. 81, they also win their first Super Bowl, beating the Bengals. 84, they go 15-1. That Super Bowl, they beat the Dolphins. So they've already got two. Then they draft Jerry Rice in 85. Trade for Steve Young. 88, they win again. That's Bill Walsh's final game. They beat the Bengals again. Seifert comes in. They win the year after that. Destroy the Denver Broncos. I remember that Super Bowl. It was one of the worst ever. And then in 91, Montana gets injured. Steve Young takes over. They win again in 1995. Weird dynasty, kind of. Like, kind of sprawling. 4 Super Bowls in 9 years. They lost in the NFC Championship game 3 out of the next 4 years, and they missed the playoffs once. Won it again in 1995. 95, is that still part of the dynasty? That's debatable. Either way, a tremendous run there for that group. And then they weren't good again until 2011. They had those Jeff Garcia TO years afterwards, but never really got back to anything. 2011, Harbaugh comes in. There was Kaepernick. They made it back to the Super Bowl. They were in the conference championship again. They didn't win, but one appearance, 2 NFC championship games, 15-year gap. I'd say those 3 years, they were back at the top of the NFC at the very least, or near it. And that was 15 years removed, 1995 to 2011, so 16 years, but around that, 15, 16 years.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And then there's the Cowboys.
How about them Cowboys?
The Dallas Cowboys in the 1990s really started in 89. Jerry Jones buys the team. He hires Jimmy Johnson. 89, they draft Aikman. 1990, they draft Emmitt Smith. 93, that was the triplets. They beat the Bills. They beat the brakes off the Bills in 1992. 93, they went back-to-back. 94, that's the year that Steve Young came in and stopped them from four-peating, basically. And then 95, they went again. They beat the Steelers. 3 in 4 years, Steve Young preventing the four-peat. The Dallas Cowboys have not been back to the NFC Championship game since. 29 years and counting. So, let me put it to you this way. The Patriots right now, they haven't actually accomplished anything yet other than having a very good regular season through the first 13 weeks, okay? And that's an accomplishment on certain levels, but we're talking about dynasties and recovering from dynasties here, okay? This is like big-time stuff. This is big-time NFL stuff we're talking about right now. And if they were to, let's just say, hypothetically, that the Patriots win the Super Bowl this year. Just think about it. You kind of have to be of the right age, I guess, because the Patriots have been so dominant for so long. These teams all had their decades. The Cowboys in the 60s, the Steelers in the 70s. You got the Niners in the 80s and 90s, the Cowboys in the 90s. And then after that, there was sort of, you know, no real clear distinguished champion. There was the Packers, these other teams winning here and there. But it wasn't until the Patriots that there was another great dynasty. And that dynasty went on for 20 years. I mean, really, it was a 20-year-long thing. Now, there was a 10-year gap in between the dynasties that went from 2004 to 2014. But even within those 10 years, the only year that they missed the playoffs was the year that Brady got hurt. That was it. In that 10-year stretch where they didn't win a Super Bowl, but they were still in two Super Bowls, plenty of AFC Championship games, and were still very relevant and didn't really fade away. That, I think, was, you know, a key part of that. That's why you look at the two dynasties as separate things, but the entire 20-year run is still so significant. These other teams, these other dynasties I just listed there, didn't have that. They didn't have that. The Steelers were probably the closest, but not 20 years. Definitely not 20 years. Niners, not even close. Cowboys, not really close at all, and haven't been close since then. And now here are the Patriots with Drake May, a 23-year-old MVP at this point in the season. And the coach of the year in Mike Vrabel, that they, I don't want to say moved heaven and earth to get in here, but there was definitely a lot of maneuvering that led to Mike Vrabel and his hiring, which ran concurrent to the other plan that they had already come up with, which I think for the Crafts, I know that this isn't going to really play into it, but I do think that if you're like looking at resume things to tick off on a Hall of Fame resume, Robert Kraft firing Gerard Mayo and bringing in Mike Vrabel has got to be a big one on the plus side. It really does. Because it's not often that owners have to make big calls like that. You know, like they hire coaches, they fire coaches. That happens. It's rare that you make a big deal out of bringing in this one guy that you really like and that you've had for 5 years. You know he's going to replace the greatest coach of all time. And you bring him in and it's a disaster. You acknowledge that right away and you fire him. And then you bring in Mike Vrabel, and it's the best move anyone's ever made in the history of football. I mean, that's what it looks like, right? It really is. And that's sort of how these things all start. You know, Chuck Knoll, Bill Walsh. It's really, you know, like that's important. Having the guy, bringing him in, letting him sort of build the culture, build the team up, build the roster. Vrabel's already done a tremendous job in both of those categories. This roster that he's built is very, very good. And the culture that he's built is, as you just heard from Schrager right there, top-notch. And we've been having these conversations about ownership and how much do the owners matter, and I don't mean to sit here and suck up to Robert Kraft. Lord knows I've criticized the Krafts enough here on these airwaves. But I think that this right now, what they're on the precipice of potentially doing in getting back to the top of the AFC, potentially the top of the NFL, just 6 years after a 20-year freaking long dynasty, is, I mean, it's kind of ridiculous if you think about it. It is kind of insane. But it's also, I think, a tremendous, tremendous credit to the Krafts. It is. How can you say it's not? He's just got lucky with Bill Belichick. Okay, well, he didn't get lucky here. He didn't get lucky with Dish. Gerard Mayo, that was not a lucky situation. That was not a good situation they were in. He had to go back on everything he had said, all these big proclamations that he made about how great Gerard Mayo was and how he worked in whatever it was, in the Optimum or whatever that corporate job that he had. Like, all these things. He was on the plane to Israel, and I saw what kind of great leader he was and blah, 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 blah.
I appreciate, you know, Thunder and the organization.
The young Thundercat and all that, and it was okay, like, that's great, but this isn't working, and he's in way over his head.
Young
and
Thundercat.
He recognized that, and he corrected it. And he didn't just correct it. He brought in, by all accounts, the absolute right guy. The absolute 100% right guy. And that, I think, is just in and of itself a tremendous accomplishment, especially when compared to the other dynasties in recent memory. I mean,
hopefully this is, championships.
This is what we're talking about here. Like these, this is the conversations that you become a part of. And then when the dynasty's over, well, how long does it take you to get back? Dallas Cowboys haven't been America's team in 36 years. I mean, it's, you know, we're going on a long time here. 26 years, whatever it is. Like, it's been an awfully long time. 49ers have flashed and, you know, had some moments there. The Steelers have won some Super Bowls, sure. It took them a long time, but they did get back there. This is unprecedented, what the Patriots are potentially doing here, if they can finish the job, and that's a big if.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.